Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
The Buccaneers terrorizing the Ravens of Lamar Jackson.
2 third quarter touchdown gives the Ravens their first lead of the night.
Not where we want to be, but you know, we haven't earned it. You know, I think we've struggled pretty much at everything.
The Ravens beat the Buccaneers 27-22.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. Ravens beat the Bucs last night on Thursday Night Football after a bunch of dog matchups and dog games on Thursday Night Football, like three in a row. It started out real strong this season, then, of course, hits this spot where it's like, this is what you're showing me in primetime. But Ravens-Bucs was a marquee matchup. Great storylines going in. Turned out to be a very good game. And the Ravens win 27-22.
It was, Max. But I got to tell you, I just been sitting here counting the number of pillows on my bed at home because that was a topic of our conversation today.
Yeah.
Nine pillows.
Too many pillows.
Nine pillows.
Too many pillows.
Only four like normal sleeping pillows.
What is it with the throw
pillows?
And
then five more like, you know, throw pillows that you end up buying a basket to throw all the pillows in the throw back. It's just
if you are married or you have a fiance or a girlfriend that you live with, you know that on your bed there are decorative pillows that all they're there for is for you to. The reason they must be called throw pillows because you throw them off the bed.
I mean, a lot of times the pillows are on the floor.
They should call them floor pillows.
Pretty much. And then you're spending money just to store the pillows that have no use on
your
bed.
You're spending money to throw things off your bed every night.
Victoria, she's our camera. Do you have throw pillows? Yeah, she shook her head.
She got throw pillows.
Of course. How many?
Women, Victoria, love throw pillows.
She's still counting. She's thinking and counting. Four throw pillows.
Victoria, can you tell me the appeal? What's the appeal?
They're not going to be able to hear her.
She said.
They're pretty. It's aesthetics.
Victoria,
you know, there's no functionality. It's just, you know, oh, it looks pretty.
I'm just trying to go to sleep.
It's like my baby's room. I was like, oh, we're going to do this here and do this there. I'm like, you think the baby has any idea about the rug?
Let me tell you how many pillows you need.
The rug or the crib that she's in.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. How many is the proper number of pillows? Let me tell you how many.
Paulie, come over here. Paulie.
The answer is four. You need two hard pillows underneath, two soft pillows on top. Done. That's how many pillows should be on a bed.
Paulie's always with us every single day. Paulie, do you have throw pillows on the bed?
I do. I have four pillows, four extra throw pillows.
Were they your idea?
Two. I actually sleep with about four pillows myself. If nobody's in the bed, I'm like an infant. I sit there. I'm surrounded by pillows. It's the greatest thing. If I walk into a hotel and there's one pillow, I call downstairs to the desk and I say, excuse me, we need two more pillows in this room.
Do you hear the juxtaposition between Paulie's very thick New York accent?
I love it.
And the throw pillows? It's just, it's odd.
You're not married, four or five pillows.
Married?
Yeah.
There's somebody in the bed next to me every night. Yes.
Okay. No. That was a man with a lot of confidence. I'm not married, but there's somebody next to me.
What are you asking for here?
Whose idea was the throw pillows? Paul, whose idea was the throw pillows?
I have always had pillows.
Really? You've had throw pillows?
Always been.
Decorative throw pillows.
It comes with a matching set. When you buy the set, they give you those two extra covers.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a man of the arts, though.
Yeah, he is. He's been on Broadway and everything.
The creativity.
What are you saying about autistic people?
They throw pillows.
We got to look like little pillows, big pillows.
All I'm saying is, like, you know, you seem like when you see something, like, you can put the creative vision on it. I see it and how you operate. Most of us, like, it's like, hey, what should the bed look like? I'm like, as long as it's comfy, I don't care what it looks like.
You walk in a room, if there's just one pillow on the bed, it don't look weird. It doesn't look like something's missing.
But Paul, if it's on each side of the bed, assuming it's not a single bed, you need two pillows, one underneath, one on top. The harder one should be underneath so it doesn't sink behind the mattress and headboard.
Yeah,
the softer one on top, two on each side, done. Yeah. Who needs more than that?
I do. I like four. four pillows minimum. If there's any less, and the same thing
so
with the shades.
How do you sleep?
You better have
four,
the
how
did, you, what do you like do with these four pillows? The
where are they? What do you need?
Two on the head, one on the right, one on the left. Four pillows. It's real simple.
One on the right, one on the left.
What are you, snugging yourself? What about the other person in bed with you every night?
It's company, man. It's company. In case
so
they
wait,
leave.
They're on outside of the pillow.
No, wait, Jay, you bring up a good point. Sometimes you need a barrier to stop the body heat.
Yes.
Because it gets too hot at night. You need a pillow barrier.
And then if they leave and go to the bathroom, you don't feel them because you got a pillow next to you. It's like they never left.
Paul's making a lot of sense about that.
Give it a try.
I feel like they said, no, I don't think my wife would be down for that.
I'm
so there's no cuddling?
He cuddles the pillows.
Now it's time for the pillow to...
Exactly. It ends the time. You could sleep. There's no distraction. It's like having your phone on the side of your bed when you're trying to sleep. It dings all night. You never get a good night's rest. You put the pillow there, the person next to you is not going to bother you. Same thing. Cut out the distraction. Phone out of the bedroom, pillows on the right and left.
This sounds genius.
You know what? I got to tell you, Paul just convinced me.
Really?
I'm moving the pillow count up from four on a bed to six to stop the body heat.
I got extra pillows. I'll bring them in tomorrow.
I'm not going to do it to stop the body. I'm going to do it so I don't hear anything and I can actually just go to sleep.
Yes, it shuts them out.
Pat actually draws a face on the pillow and everything. He sleeps alone, but he cuddles with the pillow.
That goes down a different alley.
Danny in New Jersey. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Danny?
How many pillows do you need, Danny?
I have eight pillows on my bed.
Okay. Are you married?
I am.
Your wife has eight pillows on her, not you, Danny.
Well, no, I use three of them when I sleep.
All right.
Okay.
I have herniated discs in my neck, and I have herniated discs in my lower back. I literally hug one pillow, and then another one's between my legs, and obviously I have another one for my head.
So where does
hugging... You have a medical condition.
So, Danny, where does hugging the wife come into play here? Like, your wife looks over, sees you hugging the pillow and not her. How does that make her feel?
She's thankful that I'm leaving her alone.
All right, that sounds like marriage. Yeah, that sounds
Jay,
right.
Are you one of these people? Because, in the beginning of the relationship, you put up with the cuddling all night and the head on the chest. You fall asleep that way. You wake up that way.
You put up with it.
You put up with it because you got no choice. As soon as you're secure in the relationship, it's like you do this move. One foot on the leg, one hand on the shoulder, and just shove them aside. So it's too hot in the middle of the night.
My wife and I, we have an understanding. So I sleep on my stomach, and I turn my face away from my wife, and I turn my left shoulder in. So the left shoulder and the right hand, just the fingertips just like they just touch just to make contact.
Okay, that's
so.
Nice.
That's I'm touching you, but I'm not there. Yeah, I'm down in athletic position. I'm sorry, I'm athletic, Yates. I mean,
Are you waiting for a baton or something?
I sleep on my stomach.
Your shoulder
and turn it over.
Off.
No, it doesn't. It feels very comfortable for me. I don't mind.
Horses
and all
for
my
horses,
kids, my daughter, like my son, they all sleep the same way.
I sleep on my back because I had herniated discs in my lower back, and I got used to sleeping that way. All I need is two pillows on my back, out like a light. That's it. And then up every hour to use the bathroom because I'm 49 years old.
Yates said you're susceptible to sleep paralysis.
We have to keep an eye on you, man. Make sure you don't...
I get scared about that.
I have sleep paralysis.
I'm like, are you in a casket? Are you sleeping?
Soon enough, but not yet.
What are you, Paul Feinbaum?
Majid in New Jersey. How many pillows you got, Majid?
Hey, guys, man. First of all, I got about eight pillows because we have a king-size bed.
Uh-huh.
And then you... God forbid if my wife buys us a comforter set. They come with another four pillows with shams.
Yep.
And a pillowcase in
what
that.
Too many layers.
And like you said, they all go on the floor. They go on the floor at night. You know what I mean? If not on a chair, they go on the floor.
I got another question. Are you a comforter guy? Because I have changed over the years, Jay. I used to like a comforter, one-stop shopping. But now, again, because of body heat, I get hot in the middle of the night. I like a couple of blankets because I can peel them off. So there's a comforter, but it's always on my feet. And then I just got a sheet and a blanket, and I can regulate blanket off, blanket on. Sheet always on.
Yeah.
But I like
always
it.
Always on?
It. Yeah, sheet. I like the sheet.
I go to sleep very differently.
Yates is double comfort.
I'm a man that don't like any layers on the body.
Right.
Sleep
in the buff.
Free. I like to sleep free.
I know what you mean. I am largely the same way.
Free sleepers. I like it cold as a free sleeper.
Yes.
This way I utilize the comforter.
I see.
I can't sleep with it being hot.
But the AC has to really be working.
See,
Paulie's
right here on the side with the throw pillow, and that just the look of it annoys me. And it's
a leather
throw
pillow.
This one's leather.
I've seen leather throw
pillows on beds before.
That's a nat pillow.
And
that's
this
a little
is just,
a little
this
power
looks
nap.
Nasty. I want to wash my hands after holding it.
Yeah, come on. You have some class. What is this thing, a leather throw pillow?
You just got to hose it down. You just hose it down. You just
a little wet sponge and it's back to normal.
Again. I'm not putting no.
It's more sanitary than the one with cushions. A cushion, you how are you cleaning that? You got to put it in a washer. You got
to. Oh, makes a lot of sense.
A leather pillow, you just spray, wipe, done. It's back to normal.
Yeah, but
when
it's
I
a
sleep,
sti- it's
and
so you're
going
to peel
stick,
off the leather.
I stick to it. It's
you want a nice
face.
Soft pillow.
I don't
want
to stick to the
you
pillow.
You use it for your face. You use it for the sides. I keep telling you about
sides.
Pillows.
Yeah, that now
every listen
soundproof. I now it's starting to make sense again.
A good side pillow.
Why are you not on this show full time?
Listen, we gotta talk about sleeping. Wait till we get to shades. Shades is a whole other subject. I got double shades in my bedroom.
Yes, good man.
You got the pull down, and you got the ones that go.
Now,
over.
Do they? Is the light coming in through the sides at all?
Zero light.
Because that's what
sides.
The throw pillows are for me. I pin
zero
the curtains
light.
On the side. I pin the shades on the side so it doesn't come off. The
I
side.
Go to hotel bedrooms with safety pins just to get that crack that's straight down the line. I put safety pins inside my luggage just to hold those curtains together.
You're
swear.
So, you're
I swear.
So
you
got a lot of things figured out.
You're. You need to write a book.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guess who's on the line, Paulie? Curtis Martin, former Jets running back. Hey, Curtis, how many pillows on your bed?
Be honest, Curtis.
You know something? I used to have a lot of pillows on my bed, and my wife came, and she almost did the I don't know if you saw Along Came Polly, where she tore up all of his pillows. That's what my wife did.
Wait,
so I don't
you were the one
anymore.
With the pillows? And because usually it's the opposite, that the wife puts all the pillows. You were the one with the pillows, the NFL running back, and the wife came in and took them off?
Yes. Yeah,
Curtis got swag, though.
See, look at that. I'm reinforcing
again, Curtis,
a stereotype, and Curtis is setting me straight.
Once again, Curtis, if you ever met Curtis, talk to him. Creative mind, right? Sees it for what? Like, I get it. I understand.
Well, I will have to say that, you know, like, I didn't do all the decorating, and so it was more of a decorative thing that was put in place, and I just liked the way it looked, so I kept it there.
Right, in other words, Curtis Martin's big time. He had someone come in and do all that. I get it. Now, he's not a civilian like me. Curtis Martin, former Jets running back and Pro Football Hall of Famer. I was surprised to hear, Curtis, that you were the one with the pillows, but maybe not as surprised as I was about the Jets' early season success. How surprised were you about the Jets? What do you think about the Jets so far this year?
Well, I mean, number one, they've been doing really well, not in a negative way, but I just didn't expect them to do it. I didn't expect them to do as well as they're doing. But Robert Saleh has got them playing, you know, I don't think too many people expected the Jets to play as well as they're doing.
Curtis, how about the loss of Breece Hall? I mean, obviously the dynamic that he brought to the field was so unique, and it allowed them to kind of settle into their style of which they wanted to play and didn't put that pressure inevitably on Zach Wilson to do too much, which now it feels like even though you bring James Robinson to the table, it's like, hey, you don't have to do as much. But you still kind of feel that a little bit. How much of a loss is Breece Hall?
I think it's a major loss because he was someone who, I always took pride when I was playing running back that the other teams would tell me how much they had the game plan around me and stopping me. I think that it definitely hurts the Jets, but it looks like they're finding ways to win without him. It's just that you hope that they can sustain that throughout the season.
Curtis Martin, Pro Football Hall of Famer, and of course, former Jets running back with us on Keyshawn, J. Willie Max. Key out today. He lost his voice at the end of yesterday.
Yeah, that's
show.
My buddy. He's out.
Right. There you go. So, meantime, in New York, we have a couple of success stories early in the season at quarterback, you know, and we weren't sure about them. Daniel Jones looked real good for the Giants so far, and Zach Wilson, early in his career still, is holding it down. What do you think about the way Zach has looked so far?
You know what? I think that as a young quarterback, I always tell people, especially at the quarterback position, really have to watch that position over a couple of years, because I've seen guys come in and have a lot of success very early, and then it somehow seems as though they go backwards. But I've seen the inverse of that also. Zach, I think a lot of people, as well as myself, you know, you're hoping the best for him, but I don't think that we've seen anywhere close to what he's capable of. I think he's capable of more, but I think it's going to take time for him to reach not even his full potential, but just to be more effective as a quarterback, to be more effective as a leader. And I just think he's growing into that position. And I think the Jets are a team, and the coach understands that they just have to be patient.
Curtis Martin, former Jets running back and Pro Football Hall of Famer, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Curtis, you know, when Robert Saleh made that comment about taking receipts, it became a really big thing. Everybody in New York media was talking about it. National media was talking about it. But for me, frankly, at that moment, I loved that because there was no conversation around the individual players. It felt like the heat was all going towards Robert Saleh. And now seeing them gain success when people, you know, now the media wants to start talking about all these guys and, you know, these blowups, or he's like, no, let me bring you back a little bit and still keep you humbled overall as what our goals are and what we need to accomplish. How do you feel like now in year two that he has handled the growth trajectory of this team?
Well, you know what? Let me just comment on him making that comment about keeping receipts. The reason why I liked it is because oftentimes, and you know this from playing, Jay, that when your team has something to rally around, it causes everyone to up their game. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it looks as though and seems as though this team is starting to get behind Robert for making that comment. And they're going out there and they're playing with that type of passion and that type of defensiveness where they want to prove everyone wrong. And I'm not saying that it's strictly because he made that statement, but I just think that that statement adds fuel to the fire.
You know, what Jay just brought up is something that's been very much on my mind early on. Curtis Martin, former running back for the Jets and Pro Football Hall of Famer, of course, with us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Early on, Curtis, when he first made the comment, I'm like, come on, dude, what are you doing, right? You know, but over time, what it appears to me is it did, as Jay mentioned, take heat off the team. Everyone was talking about coach. No one was talking about the team. And then, and you know, so I think that was maybe by design at the time. But you're saying even if that wasn't by design, it was a rallying cry. But can't that go sideways quickly? Right? Like, how do you know that the team will respond to that instead of looking at coach, you know, sideways? Like, what's he doing?
You know what? That's what good leaders do, though. You know, Max, I really believe that, you know, there were times where we'd be out on the field and Parcells would make some type of statement like that. And a lot of times, you know, one of the things that Parcells would do, we would be on the field, and if we weren't practicing well or something, he'd gather all the coaches and leave. And, you know, the temptation was for the players to just go in the locker room also. But what he was expecting was for the leaders to step up and say, well, we're not going to leave. And if they give up on us, we're not going to give up on us. And we're going to rally together. And we would run our entire practice. And the fact that the leaders, the captains of the team, had to run the practice and keep everyone accountable, that would make us gel together. And then we'd go out there that next game and crush whatever team we were playing against. But again, I think that good leaders know when to play those cards. And I think Robert played the right one at the right time.
Apparently, though, Parcells comes in by the time he's with the Jets with a big reputation and a big track record. And Saleh didn't have that yet as a head coach. So he was taking a real risk, it seems to me.
Hey, Curtis, I know that you played your earlier part of your career with the Patriots. How do you think Bill Belichick has handled this quarterback competition between Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi?
You know something? It's just hard to go against Bill Belichick. You know, he. What I find about Belichick, to me, he's more like a diabolical thinker. You know, he's really thinking down the road. And so I don't know, and I don't think we know the meaning of the way he's handling the quarterback situation, but you know, one of the things that I would say is we probably won't find out and see the results of it until later in the season. And I don't know where he's going with it, but, you know, I actually like the Zappi kid, though, to be honest with you.
Why? Well, I'm curious. We got into this conversation with Key multiple times. And, you know, he would state that it just looks different. It feels more natural. Is that what you see on the field?
Yeah, you know something, Jay, especially in football, I think that, you know, when you see him go into the game, now he didn't play perfect. I mean, he threw a couple interceptions and everything. But when he went into the game, you saw that energy change amongst the team. It's almost as though everyone upped their game. Like he went into the game, and it seems as though he made the players better while he was in the game. And that's what you look for, especially out of that position in the quarterback, because the mood and just the way the quarterback approaches his job and the tenacity or the courage that he approaches his job with, it seems to permeate throughout a team. And that's the one position that can do that on the field.
Mm. Right, Curtis Martin, he's not here today, so I'm hoping he's getting some sleep, especially on the West Coast.
He's watching the show right now.
So just between us, what was Key like as a teammate, Curtis?
And the millions of people watching the show, Curtis.
Just between
us. I tell you this, and I'm not just saying it because we're on, you know, this show, but Key was one of my favorite teammates. I used to, Key used to say some brash things, and he didn't care. I love having Key as a teammate. He was one of those guys who you knew you could depend on. No matter what, came hell or high water, I knew that Keyshawn was going to ball. And that's all you really expect from your teammate. All the stuff that goes on off the field, that's a personal thing between Keyshawn and the media. Nobody else on the team really cares about that. It's not affecting us. All we care about is Keyshawn coming out there and doing his job. And whatever he had to do his job, so be it. But I love having Keyshawn as a teammate.
You know what I love about it too, Curtis? Like something in sports is that you know how fickle this world is that we both lived in, right, over the years. You meet people come and go. But when you find that person that has it, that you know is willing to ride or die with you, there's something to be said about that because that loyalty doesn't really exist in our world today. And that's what I feel the same way about Key to that degree.
Yeah, and you know something? Keyshawn is the type of guy who you might get into an argument with him on something that's personal, but when it came to the game, it's like everything was forgotten. Now, Keyshawn might pick it up right after the game, but during the game, it didn't exist. Even though I think from a media standpoint, a lot of times, because of some of the things that Keyshawn would say, he would come across, and some people may call him selfish or a selfish player, or when he said, give me the damn ball, whatever. But Keyshawn was a team player. And there's not one guy who I think that you would speak to who was a part of that Jets team who would say that they wouldn't want to have Keyshawn on their team.
Hey, Curtis, could you put Key on the phone? Coaches. Could you put Key on the phone? Because you sound like you're with him right now. He is in spite of what the media would tell you, Key is an excellent teammate. We could all speak to that firsthand.
Yeah,
experience.
I'm a straight shooter. Like if I didn't like Keyshawn, I would say it regardless if he was on the phone or in front of me, whatever. But that's honestly the way I feel about Key.
That's the way we feel too. Thanks, Curtis. Appreciate it.
All right, Curtis. Good talking to you, brother.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
It is interesting. Key, especially on the subject of Key, since he's not here today, we get to talk about him. It is interesting the reaction that the media had and still has, but especially when Key played, to an outspoken athlete who is unapologetically who he is, right? That versus the reality of the person.
Mm-hmm. Is Key paying all of you guys? What's happening today? What's going on here?
I just got
the checks coming in.
He didn't pass away, everybody. It's like we're eulogizing him.
My phone just popped up. I got a Venmo from Key.
I'm not getting paid for this.
Oh, I got mine, too.
You got your Venmo? Good.
Which underdogs are going to win this week? We're going to tell you.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Willemax, we are presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app and ESPNU, and are joined now by Joe Fortenbaugh,
Joe.
ESPN sports betting analyst. I put analyst in betting. I got betting analyst.
Real quick, Joe, how many pillows on the bed right now? Give it to me.
Six. Despite my wishes, though, I want to make that clear. I don't really have any say in how things like that go down. Yeah. So there's six, and two of the really long ones as well.
Oh wow, the extended pillows.
So, Joe, our producer Pat Costello needs to know. You're still on Daily Wager, right?
Like, what a question that was. What a question.
Joe, you still work for ESPN, right?
Are you still alive, Joe Fortenbaugh?
Yeah, everyone's reaching out yesterday like, hey, you want to come on Keyshawn, J. Will, Max? We want to talk about underdogs and everything. I'm like, yeah, that's perfect. Assuming that you would want to have the betting guy from the betting show come on to talk about betting. But yet, your producer completely befuddled as to whether or not I still even had a pulse. So it's great to be with you.
Can you clear that up for him, Pat? Can you just get on the mic for a second? Joe wants to tell you something.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Pat. Yeah, it's I am still breathing. I am still alive. I do still work for the company. Thank you so much for the deep dive into my CV before having me on.
Well, that's great. In that case, you're the perfect person to do this with us. We're going to play real or not real, and we're going to do underdogs who will win this week with Joe Fortenbaugh, who is on Daily Wager. So, Jay, we'll start with you on this one. Denver, 2.5-point underdogs at Jacksonville. Real or not real, Denver wins that game.
Well, the game's not at Jacksonville. Let's be honest. It's in London.
Yeah.
Which on this show is a common thread. I think Russell Wilson is going to feel very comfortable in
We know he
London.
Draws strength from Buckingham Palace.
Yes, and I think this defense is going to step up. That's where it's going to go. I got Denver winning this game.
By the way, I'm with you. I think Jacksonville wins.
Jacks have given up 57 points in the last two games.
Denver's offense is just a mess. Go ahead, Joe.
I can't play this game. From a betting perspective, Denver ranks dead last in scoring. They are a terrible offense to watch, but they do bring a defense to the table. Jacksonville, I can't play because I can't play them as a favorite. Like, you can't lay points with a team you can't trust to make good decisions, secure the ball, and make plays. Same thing happened last week against Big Blue. So this play, for me, I'd go under 39 points.
All right.
If you had to pick one team, Joe, who would you pick to win, though?
I'd lean to Jacksonville.
Jeez.
To Jacksonville.
Go ahead, Pat.
You know why? Because he's on Daily Wager. Yeah. He understands this stuff.
Joe Fortenbaugh, Daily Wager. He's great. You guys should watch the show. Chicago, Jay, 9.5-point underdogs at Dallas. Real or not real, Chicago wins.
I'm going to go not real. I liked how Justin Fields looked last week in New England, but like this Cowboys defense is just going to be a tough test. And look, their pass rush is different. I know Fields can create a lot of momentum with his feet. But at the end of the day, this is going to be Dak's second game back. I think that offense is going to find their rhythm. I think we're going to start talking about the Cowboys' offense starting to match their defense.
Yeah, I would say not real because it's underdogs who will win. I don't think Chicago's going to win. But I will say this. Justin Fields has had this team with very little on it offensively in every game. So I'm going to say Chicago covers, but I'm not saying it's not real that they win.
Short week for Chicago, back-to-back road games, very difficult to spring an upset against a defense like that, given the situation. But this game was Chicago plus 10. Money came in and moved it to 9.5. That's relatively significant because 10 is a key number. Lean the Chicago plus the points.
Mm-hmm.
Real or not real, underdogs who will win this week? Arizona, 3.5 point underdogs at Minnesota, Jay. Real or not real, Arizona wins this week?
Not real, man. Don't let last week fool you, okay? Like, the Cardinals were actually struggling against the Saints before Andy Dalton threw back-to-back pick sixes, okay? Like, I think Minnesota's playing solid football. I'm going to take the Vikings to win this one.
So am I. DeAndre Hopkins is a difference maker for Arizona. His presence in a lineup, his rustiness, all that stuff would factor in. But I'm going to say that not only does the underdog not win here, but that Minnesota covers.
I'm going the other way. I'll take Arizona to win this game. Ooh. I think Minnesota's fugazi. I think they got this nice record. I think they've played in a lot of games where the opposition has just handed them the game, like that Detroit game where they found a way to win. I think they covered that spread too. They had no business doing that. Miami threw the game away against them. They're coming off the bye. Arizona does have 10 days to get ready for this game. In addition, the offense with Hopkins, very different. Very, very different. Much more explosive. We saw in that Thursday night game. You never bet Kingsbury at home or as a favorite, but you follow him when he's a dog and on the road. He's a dog on the road here.
Okay. Interesting.
All right, keep putting me on, Joe.
All right, we're playing Real or Not Real, underdogs who will win this week with the Daily Wager's very own Joe Fortenbaugh. Great show. You guys should check it out. The Jets are 2.5 point home underdogs versus New England. Real or not real, Jay, the Jets win this week.
Well, now I'm just going to shut up. Joe, tell me.
This is actually, I got little on this because you want to say to yourself after what happened in New England, Belichick's going to have this great bounce back effort. And then everyone points to the trends. So many of those trends came with Tom Brady. Like, this is not the same Patriots team. They got waxed in that game Monday night. The Jets are live. The thing with the Jets is some of these games, they're coming into some extraordinary luck. They're facing a lot of teams that are injured. They're catching big breaks. I like what they're doing. I'd lean to the Jets plus the 2.5, but this is one of the games I'm most uncertain about.
Okay, Green Bay plus 11.5 at Buffalo. Real or not real, the underdog will win this game. Joe Fortenbaugh.
They're not going to win this game, but I would take the 11. I think it's too many points. The look-ahead line, which is a spread that came out last week for this game, was 8. Then the Packers went and fell on their face against Washington, so then they moved it to 11. 3 points through the key number. Buffalo off the bye, that's always considered a good thing, but, you know, maybe you come out a little rusty in the first half. We're talking about covering a monster number against a really good quarterback. There are some pieces on this team. I lean the Green Bay there, post the points.
Okay, Joe, Giants plus 3 at Seattle. Tell me that's real.
Seattle, I'm laying it. I know the Giants want their respect. You know what? Here's a message.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Joe. Joe, I'm with you here. Yep.
Here's a message to all of New York. I know everyone's upset that the Giants aren't getting their respect, right? You want respect? Go out and lay the wood to somebody. Don't eke by Jacksonville. Seattle went to the Chargers last week and put it on them. You want people to stand up and respect you? Go put it on somebody. It's a nice record. Daboll should be coach of the year. The team's playing well. This is the third road game in 4 weeks.
Yep.
The first road game was in London. The last one's in Seattle. This Seahawks offense can play. Top 10, Danny Dimes. I'll tell you what, if you like a prop, Saquon Barkley receptions. The Seahawks give up a bunch of receptions to opposing running backs. That's the positive news I'll give for Big Blue.
Joe, if you keep coming on the show, and talking negative about my G-man, I don't know if we want you back.
Joe, I'm with you, and I'm a huge Giants fan, but they're due to lose one of these close games. Seattle does certain things that the Giants also do well. Seattle's at home. The Giants are traveling a lot. It's across the country. This looks like the game that the Giants lose, right? Do you like Seattle to cover?
Yeah, I like them to cover. I like them to win. I'm laying the points. Seattle's been much better than people realize. So, and the Giants are good this year, man. They're playing well. It's not to crap all over what they're doing. This is such a tough spot. And I know everyone's screaming about the respect, but it's not like they're out there just hammering people. Like, Buffalo goes out and destroys people.
Yeah.
Not all 5-1, 6-1 teams are created equal.
The Giants are not a 2 or 3 loss team. And here's a loss on the schedule, probably. Yeah. That is Joe Fortenbaugh, ESPN sports betting analyst. Joe, real quick, because we have no idea where we can see you other than on this show. Where can we find you?
Yeah, nowhere. This is apparently it for me. I'm going to do this hit, and that'll be the end. Maybe I'll be lucky enough to be on this Just In later today, around 11:40 or so. That's a fine program.
Yeah.
Daily Wager. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2. We got the Sunday morning show. It's the best one of the week. It's 9 a.m. Eastern, ESPN2. We got you covered with everything you need to know for the NFL.
Excellent.
By the way, real quick, Max, credit to you guys.
Yes.
Credit to you guys for having me on today, because I got to be honest, after the whooping I put on you last year in the regular season contest and the playoffs. I thought you were going to duck me all season.
I came in second.
Keyshawn didn't show up today.
Well, Jay recommended we dumped you, but I stood up for you.
I came in second, which is a common theme on this show, so it's fine.
Joe Fortenbaugh, who is on the program, Daily Wager, 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN.
All right, Joe.
How many pillows do you have on your bed? Plus a very special.
Special.
A very special day happened yesterday.
Jeez.
Very special day happened yesterday.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Time for the ESPN Pick'em Challenge. Now, the way this works is we have three picks. We do it as a show, so usually we vote on it. And even if one of us disagrees, doesn't matter if there's a majority, right? And then we compare our picks to other ESPN radio shows. Now, Key is out today, Jay.
Yep.
And so, you know, we could wind up in a situation where we're just deadlocked on everything.
No, we got to go
to someone that's a tiebreaker.
Yeah, we should go to people in the control room. So, I mean, obviously, okay. Pat, James, Allen, they're our team. So we'll bring them in for one of these three picks.
Or maybe one for each if we keep getting deadlocked. Well, I like it.
One for each. We're probably going to be deadlocked on all these.
You think so?
Knowing you, yes.
All right, 49ers. They are favored by 1.5 at the Rams. What do you think?
I'm going to take the 49ers to cover on the road. I just think another week where Christian McCaffrey has gotten inserted into this lineup, I think there'll be a better feel offensively. I think they'll hit differently, him and Deebo Samuel. I like their defense against the Rams team that still seems a little bit depleted.
I agree. I think the Niners win this game, so we can move right along. Giants, Seahawks, the Seahawks are
-3.
3-point favorites at home. So basically the odds makers are saying these teams are basically the same. But because the Seahawks are at home, we're going to favor them by a field goal, right? Who do you like here?
I like the Giants. I know we've been talking about this game all week. I know that you're going to like the Seahawks. But the Giants have found ways to win games in the trenches. And I do not think that theme does not continue just because they're traveling cross-country. I believe that Seattle's playing good football. I saw that game against the Chargers. I understand. But these teams mirror each other. And I have more belief in the Giants in the trenches, and they play good football throughout all four quarters.
Except that they're going all the way across the country,
all
and
the
you're
way,
not
going to
win
hours.
Every game.
Five
every
hours.
One-score game is not going to go your way. They are due for a loss. Seattle does a lot of the things the Giants do, some things better. And even without certain key players, I think this is a loss for the Giants. It's almost like a schedule loss, but it's a loss.
You know they went further to London than they did across the country, right?
Yes, but then they had to come back and play Lamar Jackson. They had a tight one in Jacksonville.
And they won that one.
You're right, but they're due for a loss. Okay, so who are we going to tiebreaker?
Yeah, who you got here?
I like the Seahawks, man, at the crib.
We're taking the Seahawks.
All right, remember this.
Packers, at Bills. The Bills are favored by 11 and a hook. Who you got quick, Jay?
I got the Bills covering. Easy. Easy.
All right, I'll go with covering. Yeah, I'll take the Bills to
way.
I can't. No, no. I can't do it. Who wants to break the
James,
tie?
James, take it away.
Packers.
What?
Packers
right.
cover.
Packers going to cover. That's it. We got our picks.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Hey. Happy birthday.
It's somebody's birthday. Who could
Happy
that be?
Happy birthday. I want everybody to meet my mama, Miss Althea Bowman Williams. All my friends call her Mama Will. It was her birthday yesterday, October 27th. Mama, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mama Will.
Oh, guys, so much. It was a splendid day. It wasn't as splendid as back in the day, but it was a splendid day. I rested, I chilled, I ate, I just relaxed to bring in the new number of 27 again. It's very difficult to be 27 years of your life. But
Mom, you've been 27 for 80 years, Mom. I love it.
Mama Will,
no,
now that I got you here, Mama Will, I need to hear some embarrassing J. Will
Mom,
stories.
Mom,
little
be careful.
You know what? You got it. What, you have a good embarrassing one that's appropriate for the radio?
Okay, this is a good one. It's not embarrassing, Jason. I promise.
Oh no,
it's just funny. Okay, back when Jason was maybe in the third or fourth grade. I was big on, you know, when I tell you what to do, please do it. I don't like to ask twice, you know. And he had gotten in some trouble in school, cutting his hair with some scissors. I don't know what he was doing. Maybe he thought he'd be a barber. But anyway, I had to leave my job as a principal and go get him from school. And I did go get him and pick him up, and I was just furious. You never let another principal call another principal and tell them that the child is acting up. I brought him home and I said, Jason, you know, I'm going to have to give you a spanking. So you go upstairs, and he was a very fair-skinned child, and put on some clothes so that my belt won't leave any welts on you, you know, any marks on you. And I must have sat downstairs for about 10 minutes. And I said, are you coming downstairs? He said, yes, Mommy. I'm coming downstairs. I'm coming downstairs, Mommy. I'm almost there. I'm coming. And Pat, when he entered the kitchen, he was dressed in a snowsuit, no boots, no hat, no gloves, a mask. And he said, Mommy, I ready. And I couldn't help but laugh. Who would think that a child would be that smart to go say, okay, I don't want to leave any marks anymore. I'm getting ready to tear that behind up, you know, if you know better.
He still dresses that way in the studio sometimes. That's the weird part. He dresses that way in the studio.
I laughed until I cried. And I couldn't even give him a spanking. And he just stood there and looked at me like, this woman has lost her mind. She told me to dress up, you know, like, because I don't want to get this spanking, you know, and here I am. And now she's sitting there laughing. But that is one of the most amusing stories that I ever tell about Jason. Very smart, articulate young man. And
I'm glad you decided to tell an appropriate story. Thank God for the appropriate story.
I was going to tell the other one about trying to poison me, but then that wasn't a good story.
It was just one time.
What happened?
It was my mom. Obviously, I would always joke with my mom. I'm like, yeah, Mom, you're always having a glass of wine. Now, as a parent, I always have some kind of glass of wine in my hand. But I used to, I love to experiment as a kid. So I would, for some reason, what was it, Mom? I took some kind of spray. It was like Lysol or something. And I sprayed it in her drink, in her wine drink. And I was curious what the
connection. Wait a minute.
You better go get that snowsuit.
It's not good.
You better go get the snowsuit.
It's not good. And I let her take a sip of it. I don't know what I was thinking.
Oh, he said, Mom, try your new drink. And I said, oh, that is so sweet. And then when I took a little sip and I said, oh, this tastes nasty. And I looked down, he had Lysol, Aerosberry, some wood shining stuff all mixed up together.
I'm so sorry, Mom. I wasn't trying to kill you.
Why would you do that?
And you just
won back-to-back Player of the Year awards at Duke. You were younger?
I was 5 years old, man.
I just thought maybe it was
Hey, Mom, seriously, I know you're always telling stories. I do want to tell you, you are one of the most courageous human beings I ever met. I know the last several years have been very, very challenging. But the way you fight daily, going through 2 kidney transplants, going through some of the stuff that you've been through, the fact that you're always here, you're always supportive, you're still the bride of my life. I just want to say I love you, and I'm really glad you can call into the show today. I'm glad all my boys, you haven't met all the guys like Alan Yates, Pat Costello, James Steele, they're all here with us, and we talked to Alan Yates' mama the other day, and it's just really cool to have you call them, Mom.
And it's just really cool to be called. I'm very proud of you gentlemen who have pulled this together, and I wish you all the success in the world. And do you usually come on this time, all the time?
What'd you say?
Does your show come on all this time?
Yeah, we're on for 4 hours a day, but right now we're on radio. We're on radio, so I know it's a little bit hard to kick, but 4 hours a day, Mom.
Mama will, ladies.
Okay.
All right, I love you, Mom.
You guys keep slamming it, okay?
Okay.
Keep all slamming right. it.
Love you.
Until they give everyone my love.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Mama
birthday.
Will.
That's Happy. Awesome.
Thank That's you, awesome, guys.
Man. Yeah, the snowsuit was real,
Be
man.
Be good.
Got to think outside the box, Max.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, I pulled the same stunt.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number 1, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number 2, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.